Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. As you know, we're a few weeks away from the start of October baseball, and one team that is trying to acquire another World Series trophy under their belt are the Houston Astros, and they're my favorite and many people's favorite to win it all, just with the abundance of names that they have in that starting rotation and also their lineup. So we'll head out to the hotline actually right now as we're joined by the president of baseball operations and general manager for the Houston Astros, and that's Jeff Luhnow here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Jeff, it's Zach Gelb in New York City. Thanks for making a few minutes. I really do appreciate it, and how are you?
No problem, Zach. Thanks for having me on. I've been good. It was a little late night last night. We had to wait until extra innings to finally beat the Mariners, but it was a fun ball game at the end of the day because we took home another victory.
It was a crazy game. You guys get down 7-0 early, then it gets into extras. Kyle Tucker, who you just called up, already had a home run. He ties it up in the 12th, and then Brantley, who's been a stud for you guys all throughout the year, walks it off in the 13th. Probably had to be one of the more aggravating but fun games for you this year, right?
It was. I mean, obviously, Wade Miley left without retiring a batter and had 5 earned runs on his docket. And then we had to have basically a bullpen game, unexpected. But, you know, it's really impressive what the guys were able to do. And, you know, typically when you're in those one-run games late in the game, you're kind of looking at that pocket that you're hoping comes up in the next inning. But, you know, we're fortunate. No matter where we are in the lineup, you're top of the lineup with Altuve, you're in the middle with Altuve, with Alvarez and Yuli and Diaz, or you're at the bottom with Tucker and Reddick. You have a chance to win the ballgame, and we saw that last night. They didn't stop giving us a chance to win.
You take a look at some of the moves that you made this past offseason. I know Miley didn't have a good game on Thursday night, but he's been great for you guys as a fourth starter, 13-4 with a 3.35 ERA. And Brantley, we always knew, was a very good player but had some injury problems in Cleveland, and he's been unbelievable for you guys. What has worked so well with both Miley and Brantley this year?
Well, it's really the environment that's set by the rest of the players and the coaching staff. When they bring in, you know, we target these players because they're good players and they've maybe had some inconsistency, either health-related or performance-related. And when they get here, you know, it's a pretty good communication between not only the coaches and the players, but the rest of the players. And, you know, winning is contagious, and these guys all want to do their part. Brantley's been amazing this year. Like you said, Wade Miley, up until last night, he was in the top 3 in ERA in the American League. So he's really slid in behind Cole and Verlander and now Greinke. And it's a good, you know, it's a welcoming team. There's no one superstar that sort of has to bless you. Everybody's allowed to do their part, and they do.
You talk about that environment as we're joined by Jeff Luhnow right now. Yordan Alvarez was called up in June 9th, and he already has over 20 home runs, is hitting over 300. Did you know he had this in him? I'm not saying you expect him to be like this, but what he's doing as well, we talk about Brantley being unbelievable. You can't write this script for Yordan Alvarez.
Oh, it's amazing. And, you know, coming up on June 9th, usually behind the rest of the guys in the running for Rookie of the Year, but I think he's gonna win it because he's been one of the best players in baseball since he came up, and he's made those guys around him better with Yuli hitting behind him. Yuli's had a much better year ever since he got called up, and I can't say I predicted he was going to do that, but we knew we had a special player there. We wanted him to work on defense a little bit in AAA because, you know, we need him to play defense here in the American League once in a while. But the bat has been really special, and now we just got to figure out if we're fortunate enough to get back to the World Series, you know, hopefully we can get that bat in the lineup.
When was the moment, and I know there's been a lot of moments with him, that you said, holy smokes, this isn't something that's just going to be a hot month. This is going to be something that could last maybe throughout the season.
Well, for me, it really was that during spring training, he spent the entire spring training focusing on taking good pitches, driving the ball wherever the pitcher let him drive the ball and just working the whole field. And he didn't have one home run in spring training. So I kind of was puzzled by that because I knew what he had done in the minors. And then as soon as he got to AAA, he started mashing every night. And he got up here and it just continued. So it wasn't long. It was really about a week or two in where we realized that you know, this guy's not going to go through a slump. He's got a really good approach. He knows what he's doing. He's been preparing for this moment his whole life. And this guy is a force in our lineup. I mean, to come up as a rookie and be hitting fifth and fourth in this lineup with these other players, and they're not even arguing that he shouldn't be there. They think he should be there, which is the amazing part of it all.
So the rich get richer. You add Yordan Alvarez to the lineup, and a few days ago you also have Kyle Tucker playing for you, and he has the home run on Thursday, and then also on Thursday tied up the game for you. Nationally, I know he's a highly touted prospect for you locally, but what can you tell us nationally about Kyle Tucker and his scouting report?
Well, he was selected in the top 5 picks in the draft. The same year we took Alex Bregman out of a high school in Florida, and he's got a beautiful swing. His older brother played here for us, Preston Tucker, and he's put together many good years in the minor leagues where he's got power, he's got speed. He was a 30-30 player in the Pacific Coast League this year, and has really been knocking at the door for the last couple of years. Last year, we brought him up. We gave him, I don't know, 50, 60 at-bats, and he didn't perform well. So we sent him back down, and then after we signed Brantley, and, you know, we've got Springer and Reddick and Mariznick and the rest of the guys, he didn't make the team out of spring. And, you know, it could have gone two ways there. When guys feel like they should be on the team and don't make it, you know, sometimes they just get all depressed and sort of blame everybody else, and it spirals downhill. But he actually took it down and said, you know what, I'm just going to put up another amazing season. And when they call me up, hopefully I'll get my second chance and do better. And so far, so good. And he's up here with a great attitude. I think he's learning from Springer and Bregman and Altuve and Brantley and all the rest of the guys.
One of the bright minds in baseball, Jeff Luhnow, here with us on CBS Sports Radio, president of baseball operations and general manager of the Houston Astros. What's the latest on the health of Carlos Correa and also George Springer?
Well, George, you know, had a concussion and he's feeling good. I think anybody who watched the game last night and watched him cheer for Reddick, who was wearing his pants, knows that, you know, he looked pretty healthy in that video. So he'll be back probably either Sunday or Monday is my guess. He's just got to clear with the concussion protocol and make sure that he's 100% healthy. So we're not expecting a long absence there. Correa has been doing more and more activity on the field, and I know he was going to visit with some trainers and doctors today and see how he's feeling and progressing. You know, we're hopeful we get him back with enough season where he can have a couple of weeks to really play in games every day and get ready for the postseason. So that's the goal there, and right now it looks like we're on track for that. And probably the most important other player that we have out right now is Ryan Pressly. He's been an absolutely dominant reliever for us, was in an All-Star game this year. He's already starting to throw, and you know, he had a knee procedure, and we're hoping to get him back right now. The calendar looks like we'll get him back a week and a half before the end of the season, so he'll have a chance to pitch in multiple games before the season ends. So that would be great news for us.
You take a look at the AL, and you see the two teams that have been in it for the entire season. It's been the Yankees and your ball club and the Astros. It's really remarkable how you guys have overcome all these injuries and are still in this spot right now. How about a little bit on the Yankees and what they've been able to do this year, and then also the toughness of your guys as well?
Well, you know, Brian Cashman's been doing this for a long time. He's got multiple World Series rings, and you know, he knows as well as anybody that the key to being successful is not counting on the 25 guys you break camp with, but knowing that you've got depth in your organization. So he's made some really smart moves, and all the guys that he brings up seem to be able to hit and pitch right away. So kudos to that. I think they're a tough team. I think, you know, one of the reasons we really are going to fight hard to get home field advantage is last time we played them in 2017, you know, we won all our games at home and they won all their games at home. And even this year, you know, we basically won all our games at home and they won all theirs except for one. So we know it's a tough place to play. We know they're a tough team. They play us hard, but we also know that when we're at home, we can play them tough. So that's what we're crossing our fingers for, that we end up ahead of them. And if we do play them, we host them.
We all know how great of a player Altuve is. He's been one of those players that has had some injuries this year. I just saw a stat from Richard Justice that Jose Altuve leads the AL in hits and total bases since the All-Star break and is tied for first in runs. I guess nothing surprises you anymore with Jose, right?
No, it doesn't. And, you know, now that Jose's on a team with a bunch of other stars, he's no longer the guy that everybody writes about or talks about every day. But when you take a step back and you look at what he's done since really 2011 when he got called up, he's been an amazing player for this franchise. And yeah, it's the reason we stretched and signed him to a long-term extension. He's the type of guy we want around for a long time. And he's, you know, he's as driven as anybody to win another championship. He really enjoyed 2017. You know, he made it through the 2012, 2013, 2014 period, which wasn't that great for us. And, Just a great player that finds ways to contribute every night and supports his teammates.
Wrap it up with Jeff Luhnow here on CBS Sports Radio. It's the Zach Gelb Show. I haven't even got to your starting pitching yet, which could be the most impressive part of this team. Let's start it off with Justin Verlander. Just had his third career no-hitter. Going to maybe most likely win the Cy Young Award again. I know Garrett Cole may have a thing or two to say about it on that own staff, which is good, healthy competition. But at 36, he's been fine wine. Ever since he got to your team, you know, he's been great. Even when some people were questioning if this was maybe the end of the road for him, he gets that World Series. In your time with Justin, what's impressed you the most about him, Jeff?
You know, just everything. He's so focused on competing and executing every single pitch. And one of my favorite things to do, and it usually don't get a long opportunity to do it, is to go into the clubhouse after he's done pitching when we're on the road, because everybody's together in the room. And he goes through pretty much every pitch he made that night, and he talks about, you know, whether he could have made a better decision or whether the guy got lucky. And he really thinks about his craft in a way that not many people do, and it's contagious, because I see Garrett Cole doing the same thing. I see Greinke and Miley doing the same thing now. And he's so focused on executing out there, and the guy is unbelievable. The numbers he's put up here in Houston since he got here are better than the numbers he put up when he won the MVP of the American League with Detroit. So this is a guy who's getting better with age, like fine wine, and he's going to continue to do that, and we're glad we have him locked up for another 2 years after this year.
This may be a tough question, and it could be like asking who's your favorite child, but if you had a vote for the Cy Young, would you go Verlander or Cole?
Oh, you know I can't answer that. I love that. Love the fact that they're competing with each other. It's a friendly competition, and every time one pitches, he passes the other in strikeouts and different numbers. But I'm just glad that they're both out there competing for it. I think they're going to be 1 and 2. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And whoever gets it will deserve it, and the other one will probably deserve it as well.
I know we focus so much now on, in terms of October baseball, the bullpen, and we've seen how bullpens have been able to dominate, and sometimes managers have a quick hook on their starters. You enter the postseason with Verlander, Cole, Greinke. We'll see what you do with Miley, probably going to be your fourth starter. This rotation, you just got to be so excited and probably count down the days to the start of October baseball, right?
Yeah, if you think about it, if you're in a seven-game series and you know you're going to have Verlander, Cole, and Greinke pitching two games apiece potentially, that's six of the seven games. I mean, that's pretty incredible right there. And then, you know, if Miley's the seventh game, and then you've got, you know, Osuna and Presley. And Will Harris has been our unsung hero this year in the bullpen. He's just been absolutely dominant. Joe Smith, since returning from injury, fresh arm, was basically rehabbing his knee, and he's been pitching really well. And Josh James is electric and seems to be back. So our bullpen's going to have something to say about how this all finishes as well. But I'm glad we have the guys we have. They seem to be rested. We get Presley back, we're going to have a good back end of the bullpen as well.
How do you recall the process in getting Greinke to Houston a few months ago?
Well, it was, you know, we definitely were talking to other clubs about all the available starters, and the bar we had is this pitcher has to be better than meaningfully better than the guys in the back end of our rotation. Has to be somebody that we feel very comfortable up in that Verlander Cole range, and not the list of pitchers in that category were very short. And it really, I got to give a lot of credit to Jim Crane, because you know it took a financial commitment. Obviously a prospect bundle that was painful but necessary, and we put it all together with about a half an hour to go and got it done. And I'm really glad. I love watching Zach Greinke pitch. I think he's a master at his craft. It's an area that he thinks a lot about, he talks a lot about, and he's fun to watch out there.
Last one for Jeff Luhnow, who's been great with us here on CBS Sports Radio. I know you touched on the bullpen. Is there anything that keeps you up at night as you're counting down those days until October about this team? Or you know, I know the confidence level is high, as it should be, but what keeps you up at night when you think about this team?
Well, for me, I think the reason we lost to the Red Sox last year, you know, they were a great team, but I think we could have beat them, was that Altuve was operating at 60%, Correa was operating at 70%, Springer was at 80%, and, you know, the guys just weren't healthy. And I think this year it's got to be better. Our guys have been hurt throughout the year, but everybody's gotten a little bit of rest. And so if we get Correa back healthy, we get Presley back healthy, the rest of the guys are ready to go. I don't really think there's much that keeps me up at night. Just, you know, short series, you never know what's going to happen. Long series against a good team like the Yankees or Dodgers, you never know what's going to happen. But I'm ready for the competition.
Well, Jeff, good luck. We appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, Zach.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.